Again, everybody, we welcome you into ESP Media coverage of Molar Crusader Athletics. It is our weekly podcast, and head coach Sean McGinnis here for Molar Lacrosse. Didn't talk last week because you went a whole week. You had spring break, yep. No games. Guys actually got to enjoy a little downtime before they had to kind of gear up and get ready for the rest of it.
Yeah, it was a well-needed rest. I mean, they came in on Monday this past week, and it was a great week of practice. They were refreshed. They were focused. A lot of good energy from everyone. The seniors started to lead. They started to really get going. Maybe they kind of see there's a little light at the end of the tunnel that things are coming to a close and they want to really get going. But, yeah, it was a really good week. We started out, we played Elder in the middle of spring break, came back from Cleveland and had a day or two off and played Elder. So
we talked to you right before the Elder game.
So good game. It's always fun playing Elder. It's always fun playing GCL South teams. They're battles. And, I think with a couple good practices coming out of Cleveland and what we learned up in Cleveland about ourselves and about our team, we put a couple things together against Elder and came out on top on that.
So first off, go back. It was the Western Reserve. You played on the Sunday. That was the 14th. A 9-6 win there, and that kind of ended a little stretch that you'd gone through, a little down stretch.
Yep.
So you got things going in the right direction. A couple days of practice going into the Elder game, and then just put a little hurting on the Panthers.
We looked coming out of Cleveland. We said, this is how good our offense is, or this is the type of players we have in our offense, and here's their strengths. But here's the things they're not working well at, or the cogs in the wheels aren't clicking, weren't working
in the right place.
So the assistant, our offensive coach, Noah Gibby, assistant, he and I spoke about kind of something we had, kind of a different style of offense. We also talked about this past fall, to where it's a little bit more spread out, it's a little bit more spread open, it's more. A little bit more what these guys may be used to in the summertime.
Yeah.
We kind of had that in the playbook as far as, offenses to look at, down the road in the season. And we kind of made that adjustment. So now the offense it's a little bit more spread out. It really kind of pairs players together, so you have that style of offense where there's motion based, and then you have two guys working together and you have four other guys working together off ball, so that helped really, really well against Elder. I don't think they're ready for it, and we came out firing, and I think it was 16-2
the final. Yeah,
so it was great to see Lucas Salzano score his first varsity goal ever. We had Hayden Gerhardt Jr. coming off the bench, getting some pretty meaningful minutes and scoring a hat trick. And then our usual suspects as far as like Brendan Sigurdsson and Dylan and Lane Miller and a couple of our attackmen, Zach Kroger and Theo Becker, putting in quality.
Yeah, Theo had a hat trick.
Yep.
Sigurdsson 5 goals in that game. Gerhardt, as you mentioned, the hat trick. Dylan Warner 2. Dylan, LSC, TJ Rotella, Lane Miller, and Lucas Salzano.
Yeah, and this is the best part about this, about coaching, and the best part about this at Molar is that you have kids like Lucas who just work extremely hard and love being around the brotherhood, love being around his classmates, his seniors, and he's a good leader and good communicator to the younger guys. And to see not only the bench kind of erupt, but like the parents and everyone just kind of really feel great for this kid's been working so hard, and it's his first goal, and we hope to see a couple more.
Get
a couple more here as we kind of conclude the season. But it's just great for him to see, and it's great for now these younger guys have kind of starting to see the process of the offense and changing things a little bit and kind of getting it to where we're exposing maybe some of their strengths now a little bit better. That you can see guys like Theo have 3 goals. You can see Brendan kind of having more goals and more success. Dylan, some of our other guys. So, we just hope that, we keep cleaning up the offense as we keep moving along in these games and get ready for the playoffs.
You also, when you put up a lot of offense like that, can ease things on the defensive side of the
field.
Yeah,
I mean, that, so that game, you look at that game and it's not a game where our defense is playing a lot, you know, unlike Kilbourne, you know, last Saturday where our defense played a lot.
Which we'll talk about,
you know,
yeah.
You know, going into, you know, the Elder game where, you know, you look at 48 minutes and there's a large chunk of time that our defense has been playing, you know, on their side of the field because, you know, one thing or another. So, you know, to have a game where they can dominate a little bit, you know, they can cause turnovers, they can get the, you know, the ball back to the offense. You know, I just think it went well all the way around.
Shots 39-12, including 26-5 shots on goal.
So yeah.
Ian Ellis in net, and when he's called upon, yeah, again, not a game. It's almost harder sometimes to stay focused in games like that when the action's taking place at the other end.
Yeah,
of the field.
I think so. You know, I think we looked at those two goals, and you know, if he just was a little bit more prepared, you know, ready for a shot, you know, it could have been a shutout. And those are things that we talk about with, wow, with our young goalies is, and you got to keep prepared, you got to stay prepared, you got to be locked in, you know, for 48 minutes. And
sure,
you know, they're young and they're working incredibly hard to kind of catch up. It's a little bit of a learning curve. It's a little, you know, it's a, you know, faster pace for them, and you know, they have got the skill sets, you know, in order to help us. But you know, sometimes, you know, we're playing some of these other teams that the ball moves a lot faster, and you know, things like that. And our goalies just, you know, it's kind of getting to that point where, you know, you guys got to just keep believing in yourselves,
yeah,
and keep working
sure
hard, and you know, trust the guys out in front of you that they're going to make the plays needed and go from there.
All in all, that ends up being a game where you get a lot of confidence, and you know that a lot of the things that you work on now, you kind of put it into practice in a game situation too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think if it was the Elder game. It was. So the Elder game, like right before, so we usually, you know, going back a couple of years, we started to do like team meetings, chapels, where we talk to the players. You know, we kind of build the culture. We're right, talking about certain things throughout the year. You know, a couple of years ago, we had the John Gordon book, went in the locker room. You know, last year, tried to piecemeal a bunch of different things together. We've done the Navy SEALs, and it just, things weren't sticking. Like, what's going on with this group? And I just kind of said, all right, they just need a small snippet, you know, like chunking, you know, education term, chunking, you know, the lesson plan, you know, giving little bits at a time. And that's kind of what I just went in and I said, guys, here's what you need to do. I talked for 10, 15 minutes on something inspirational, something like that, showed a quick video. And then Conlon O'Brien got up and did for the Brotherhood kind of speech. And it's just a senior talking about the Brotherhood. And so going into Kilbourne last week, you know, I kind of said, okay, we're going to just add a little to this and we're going to use a word every day. Like that last week, the whole word was inspire. And I kept talking about what inspires you. You know, if you're inspired, you know, you're going to accomplish great things, and yeah, you're going to have the motivation, you're going to have the dedication. And, you know, we kind of talked about that all week. And then we had our talk Saturday before the game. Brendan Sigurdsson did the For the Brotherhood. And it was awesome. I mean, the kids like were just intent. They were attentive. They were listening. And I think now those things, like kind of like you said, you're getting momentum. You're doing some different things to where these guys are just really starting to come together. So
it's the right time of year to be doing that.
Yeah.
So good test against Kilbourne, team you're familiar with. From years ago and years long time ago.
Far away. Yeah, you know, it's always a fun time playing Kilbourne. I mean, it's where I got my start. You know, getting back into high school coaching, and it's, you know, the interesting thing is you go down the roster, you kind of watch game film, you're kind of getting an idea of things, a game plan. And I'm sitting there reading these names, and I'm like, I knew these kids when they were in kindergarten or first grade, something like that. And I'm like,
yeah,
man, get a little older here.
Old. Yeah, it comes every
you
so
know,
often.
You're right, right. And, you know, I know their parents and stuff, and they're like the little brothers, you know, of the kids that I was coaching, you know, back in the day. But always good. I'll tell you, they're a great team, and I would not be shocked if they actually come out of Central Ohio
really?
I think they can beat the teams in Central Ohio and make it into the Final Four. You know, they got some things to clean up, you know, just like a lot of teams going in the playoffs, but You know, they only have 37 guys, and you know, their offense is they've got some pretty dynamic Dodgers and shooters, and they really work well together. Defensively, I don't think, you know, you go against like Cathedral, right? And it's like us, you know, you have the 6'3", 6'4", or like Ignatius, the football guys are coming out pretty athletic, and it kind of dominates you basically footwork or strength. Well, what we ran into Saturday is like these just super fast athletes, and you know, it gave our attackmen some problems. I mean, these guys were very quick on ground balls and other things like that, and it was a great game. I mean,
yeah, it was
a little crazy at times.
A little back and forth for sure.
There was definitely some penalties that happened on both ends of the field that kind of. You know, I just don't think.
Unnecessary roughness. You see
I just don't, you know, I mean, you know, when we played the Cathedral, you know, and not getting a call that we thought we should get, which by definition probably should have been called. You know, we can't sit there and say that was the outcome. You know, the penalties that we got a penalty right in the fourth quarter, we had a 2-minute. I think we had 2-minute non-releasable, or at least
targeting.
Yeah, targeting. So yeah. It was TJ. So we had a 2-minute penalty, and we killed it, and that gave us some momentum. And you know, Kilbourne kind of I think started to fall apart a little bit there emotionally, because all they had to do is score one goal in that situation. So we had 2-minute non-releasable. We kill that penalty, and we go down the other end, try and at least start getting a goal or two back in under a minute. And had some situations happen where there was a penalty on them, and then they kind of compounded the situation by getting more penalties. So we're 54 seconds left. We're 6-on-3.
Wow.
And the way it works is you have to serve the 2-minute non-releasable first. So you have 54 seconds left. So out of all the penalties that were stacked up, there's like four. Right. There's like four or five penalties. Yep. You know, on like three or four different players. The two minute non-releasable has to be served first. So that kind of kept all those other guys off the field, and that's why we were 6-3
for that
54
time.
Seconds.
Wow, okay.
And then we get, you know, we're back 6-3 for the overtime.
So they were up 12-10 at that point,
Yeah, they're up 12-10. And I mean, you're starting to really see like how fun lacrosse is and stuff like that. And like, that's the best part, like regardless of that situation, how you can come back in 54 seconds and tie the game up. And I mean, I heard the horn. I heard our clock or our guy down on the field he's yelling 3-2-1-0 horn, and I mean,
and
the
Lane
ball,
Miller scores right at the buzzer there.
Yeah, he hit the back of the net as the horn was going. Wow. So, and that's a goal. So
it counts.
Yeah, so you know, I think we had, going back just to backpedal, we had a great week of practice. I mean, we really did, and probably one of our best weeks the entire season. Everyone was working hard. The intensity was there. You know, so you start kind of, like you said, you get yourself out of that hole, so to speak, of that four-game slide, and now we beat Western Reserve, and, you know, we kind of get a break, and we beat, you know, Elder, and we get a Cincinnati win. You know, we go and we beat a very good Kilbourne team. So that just sets up this week for, you know, a lot of things. I mean, we were talking before we got started, and this is a big week for a lot of high school programs as we get into seeding and stuff like that.
Well, it'll be LaSalle coming, or no, check out, make that back. It's Loveland coming up on Tuesday night, first off. So that's tomorrow night. And then Mason, who, very, very good team.
They're a good team. Again, just like, you know, some of these other teams, they have a very good faceoff player. They've got key players in key positions. And but like we keep saying, the things that we, you know, we're still working on, you know, the faceoffs and the goalie, we'll work on those. But the things that we have, you know, those offensive and defensive players, they almost negate the fact that we're a little bit weaker in those two other spots. And if those two got, you know, if our offense and defense plays at such a high level,
Takes that pressure off.
You know, we're going to get games and we're going to win them. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're going to talk a little bit more about Loveland and Mason coming up. Also, tournament seating. It's also senior week, too.
Yeah.
And I want to touch on this, too. I saw on Twitter, watching what you guys are putting together, too. Just the little bits about each of the seniors who are also all the team captains this year.
Yeah, definitely.
So we'll talk a little bit about that coming up here in just a few moments. Our Moeller Lacrosse Podcast, as always, it is sponsored by Total Wealth Planning, and you can contact Rob Lemons. The phone number is 513-984-6696, or check him out online, TWP, for Total Wealth Planning, TWPteam.com. So we got more coming up as we will chat, looking ahead to the schedule and what it means for this week and how important it is. Sean was just mentioning that. That's all coming up. We'll continue our Moeller Lacrosse Podcast on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.
Total Wealth Planning can partner, guide, and educate your family holistically on your financial goals and pursuits. Your dreams are better achieved with a trusted fiduciary like Rob Lemons and his team. Contact Rob today at 513-984-6696. That's 513-984-6696, or on the web at twpteam.com. Total Wealth Planning.
Hey, we're back. Our Moeller Lacrosse Podcast on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports, and it's sponsored by Total Wealth Planning. As we look ahead down to the final couple of weeks of the regular season, and it's zipping on by. We'll get the games coming up here in just a moment, Loveland and Mason coming up. But it's senior week, and as you kind of get into this week, you got a lot of seniors on the team, so trying to kind of honor them all and make mention of each of them. But when you look through, though, 12 of them in all, as we look down – They've seen a lot.
Yeah,
in their 4 years of Moeller.
In their 4 years, a couple of them have won a state title. A lot of them have pushed this program in the right direction. It's nice that every senior class, and this is something Brendan Sigurdsson said in his FTB speech for the Brotherhood speech, is that we got to leave the seniors. You got to leave this place better than the way you came in. And I think each senior class these last, couple years have been really doing that. And you got 10 great seniors. You got Brendan and Dylan going to Cleveland State and playing. Blake Gillis, and this is another thing with our program. Blake Gillis loves playing lacrosse. And then all of a sudden, a couple colleges, like, why don't you just come take a look at us? Why don't you come on campus? Let's just, have a conversation. And, he wound up, going to Capital and loving it. So Blake's going to go to Capital University next year and play lacrosse. You got Lucas Alzano, who's going to West Virginia. Cole Grillo, I think he's going to go to South Carolina, which you can't beat that. Jake Bambauer is going to, I think, Dayton. And let's see who
else.
Continue
that Mariners.
We've got Conlon playing football at Denison. Ben Dahlmeyer is still trying to kind of make a decision where he's going to go. Braden Tice is going to go to UC. He was so close to getting into the Naval Academy. He said it really kind of came down. Like, I keep asking him, and last week he's like, it kind of came down to like the last little bit, and he didn't get accepted. So he's going to go to UC, and it's going to be great. And
we're
already talking to Braden, like, well, you're going to come back and start coaching with us, So
take advantage of what he's learned.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think who else I'm missing here.
Yes, everybody. Titus Gillis, Grillo.
Oh, we got we got Reese Boggs. Officially, I guess, is going to be heading down to Nashville and going to Vanderbilt, and
He's
got a preferred walk on for football there.
No kidding, I didn't
so
see that.
We kind of talked to us last week about it. So
exciting.
So again, you got these guys, a great bunch of guys, good leaders. Our younger classmen really look up to them, and it's great. And we have senior day coming up on Saturday, but throughout the week, the moms, the junior moms, put on a lot of different events and a lot of different things. Jennifer Becker and the moms are doing awesome, and we're kind of throwing some stuff out there on social media as well to honor them. We have quick little videos of them.
You had to get the parents involved in the kid pictures.
Right. So we did like little kid pictures, toddler pictures, and our whole thing about Moeller is about being remarkable, and we wanted to kind of show everyone these are remarkable 10 seniors. So it's a great thing, and we wish the best for all of them, and they're always a part of this program, and they've built a great legacy for everyone to follow. And so we're looking forward to honoring them and enjoying a Saturday afternoon game, and we hope a lot of people are there to support them.
Absolutely. So Loveland Tuesday, Mason Thursday, and then St. Charles Prep will be the Senior Day celebration on Saturday, May 4th. Let's talk about Loveland first off.
Yeah.
They're a team that they've had successes over the years. I think they're about 500, maybe a little bit below that this year.
Yeah, I think, they got a new coach. Mike Riggle has been a longtime guy doing a lot of things here. He did some really good things over at McNick and getting that program up and running and things like that. And he's done a lot with the Loveland program, kind of, as an adjunct ancillary, person, doing these things with Flying Tigers in the summer.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mike's a good guy for that program to just dive in and really kind of get things moving back in the right direction. So, it doesn't matter if they're, above or below 500.
Right.
We know what Loveland is capable of and coming over to Moeller, it's everyone's Super Bowl, like we say. So, we expect that, a good kind of practice day. We've got nice weather, hopefully. The guys are focused. We get out there, clean up a few things, and we do, we get into tomorrow night's game, and hopefully things go well. I think our matchups offensively are better. So if our defense just really kind of, starts to step up again and really kind of get back to the kind of the way they used to be right before some of our tougher games, feel pretty good about that. And then, we go into Mason, and that's a big game on a lot of different levels. I think it – you look at MSLCA, that honestly could be a determining factor if we'll play in the B bracket or we'll be like in the consolation bracket for the MSLCA tournament coming up May 10th and 11th.
Columbus.
And that's coming. That information will probably be out at the end of this week, early next week too. So big game there. And also it's a big game for Cincinnati. I think, you look at the new, kind of seating, you have Lax numbers kind of took over for Lax power, and it's not about when we seed, it's kind of the whole OHSA thing where we have to look at more than just a number. We can't just look at a record. We have to kind of look at the body of work, and we have to kind of see that, okay, who played who, and did this person beat that person but lost to that person. So this Mason game is a big game to kind of see if we can jockey up a couple positions on Lax numbers. There are other, Inside Lacrosse has us ranked fourth in the region right now. So without, football has power rankings, right? And then baseball has the Head Coaches Association or something like that. We just don't have anything. Basketball does. I'm not sure what basketball does as far as rankings.
Yeah, I'm not sure how. I mean, there's an AP,
right?
But there's other.
But we're using kind of like other things than OHSAA. And OHSAA kind of is adopting because lacrosse is still so new to that.
Exactly.
They're kind of deferring to Lax numbers or someone else. And like, you guys know the sport. You kind of understand it. Like, we'll kind of defer to you. So, at the end of the day, I think every coach looks at, how to seed someone in a multiple ways of doing so, to where, it's not just a record. It's, okay, who you played and, things like that. So, like I said, it all comes down to Thursday night against Mason.
And that'll be a 6 o'clock game. By the way, we'll have the audio broadcast that's going to be on too. We should mention Loveland. You're going to have the video feed that's going on as well.
Yep, we'll have a little live stream with Loveland, and I think we'll have a little live stream, but definitely have you guys with audio. And Sean Gary,
Sean's coming in good.
He's going to come in. I mean, does Sean Gary sound just like some of these college guys? I'm trying to think. Who was with Spielman back in the day? Sean McDonough or whoever that.
Oh,
almost like he's pretty good at
he's
it.
He's really
so,
good. No,
he's a good guy in our program, and so it should be a good game to call.
His son got his first goal this year too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Hopefully more.
Pretty close on a couple. I mean, he got really close to actually two or three goals on Saturday. So,
and that was a good game to get a chance to play some good hard minutes in that one.
Yeah.
So Mason will be Thursday night. We'll have the broadcast both the Loveland and Mason Thursday, 6 o'clock game. Tuesday Mason or Tuesday Loveland, Thursday Mason, 6 o'clock, both at Moeller High School. Saturday Senior Day, so 3 o'clock against St. Charles Prep. They'll be coming down from Columbus, and then you get into the final week. And how much will the MSLCA tournament also factor? Well, no, because the seedings are actually this
Sunday.
Yeah,
so the seedings
so
are
that won't even matter.
No, the seedings are Sunday, but since Mason plays in MSLCA as well, so it's and MSLCA is more of a coach's thing. So the coaches look at basically head-to-head competition. I beat you, I lost to them, you beat them. So for us, we have 7 games on our schedule of MSLCA teams where you only really have to have 4 or 5 is like the minimum. So we could wind up being 4-3, and head-to-head competition, we've beaten Kilbourne, Mason, Olentangy, and then there's one else out there. I'm just thinking off the top of my head. It wasn't Trinity or Western Reserve. So, you know, with those teams, you know, we have a good chance of being like probably like the 4th seed in the B bracket. And I couldn't tell you who would be in the B bracket, right. But you know, St. X and Upper Arlington and Cathedral and Ignatius probably would be, you know, my guess would be in the A bracket, and then we'll have some other teams in the B bracket. So, like you said, Mason, this is a big game for both Mason and us, you know, to see who could round out the bottom of the B bracket of MSLCA.
You mentioned one of those polls had Moeller in at 4. Where are the other teams right in front of you? Who would those be? St. X?
Let's see. I think it was St. X, 1, and then I think it was Springboro. No.
Oh, really?
No, it was St. X, 1. I think it was Mason 2, Springboro 3, then we had the 4th
spot.
So
you got a chance then with this game
Thursday. Yeah, we got a big chance to do some moving, you know, in order to get a good seed on Sunday.
Well, that's you hate to put all the importance onto one game like that, but as you get into tournament time, that's kind of the mindset you got to have.
You know, it really is. I mean, yeah. it really, you know, again, you know, it, you know, where does the 4th and 5th seed go, you know, and how do you pick your game based on those two seeds? You know, do you go one bracket versus the other, you know? So I think nowadays with the OHSAA tournament, I think a lot of people, those top seeds, about 5 to 6, usually get one home game, and then you're basically 5-6 seed, you're basically on the road after that. So, you know, we're getting ready. I mean, again, it just so much plays into it. You know, yeah. we could get a 4 seed or a 3 seed. We might be home for 2 games, you know. So it all depends. We just got to take it one day at a time right now. And right now we're focused on the best 90 minutes we can get today and get ready for tomorrow.
And that would be Loveland coming up on 6 o'clock Tuesday night at Moeller. So, well, Sean, always great catching up and a lot to talk about. Again, we'll have the broadcast Thursday against Mason here on ESP Media. And we should mention as well our podcast. You got to try really hard not to hear us these days now, because we're trying to make it available about everywhere that you could possibly look.
Yeah.
You have to go out of your way not to find us,
right,
somehow
right.
or another. I mean, it's already through Twitter. We got the links there, and even on the website, Let's Go Big Mo. But now we're happy and very excited to announce, in addition to SoundCloud and iTunes, we're also going to be now on Spotify. We're going to be on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. We're going to be on TuneIn Radio as well,
right.
Our podcast, the broadcast, all that stuff. There's going to be all kinds of ways to find all these different stuff.
That's
so
awesome.
Yep.
So you guys are doing an awesome job, not only for Moeller High School, for all the high schools.
Well,
I was looking at Anderson. I'm like,
uh-oh.
Man, that profile looks very familiar to me.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, who is that?
Don't
and I had to like zoom in on
back.
The picture, you know. So, you know, I mean, you and Rob Ebel and everyone at ESP Media just do an awesome job for high school sports in Cincinnati.
The kids. You know, it really truly is about the kids. And gosh, if this stuff would have been available when we were
right.
around, we would have thrived on it.
Oh, yeah.
We got that ability to do that now.
Right.
It's a lot of fun to do that.
We just had to pop in the VHS tapes. VHS tapes.
I got cassettes of me doing my games back in the day. So the tape hasn't gotten all unwound or whatever.
Right.
So, again, great week coming up. So good luck with this. Again, our podcast sponsored by Total Wealth Planning. Contact Rob Lemons, 513-984-6696 or TWPteam.com on the website. So, Sean, good luck tomorrow night.
I appreciate it.
Catch up with you on Thursday. We'll see you at the game.
Thanks.
Sounds good. That's Sean McGinnis, the head coach, Moeller Lacrosse. I'm Greg Waddell. Appreciate you listening to our Moeller Lacrosse podcast on ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports.